Now back to the City Current Radio Show, hosted by Jeremy Park.
Welcome back to the City Current Radio Show. I'm your host, Jeremy Park. We're coming to you from our home studios. We're honored to be joined by our next guest, Randy Hutchinson. He's the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau of the Mid-South. How are you doing, Randy?
Well, I'm doing as well as everybody else, probably.
Hanging in there. Well, you on your end have put out a lot of helpful advice on some of the scams that are going on and how to avoid those. We'll talk about those in just a second. But for starters, hopefully everyone knows about the BBB, but give us a little bit of just, when you talk about the mission and the focus of what you do, give us some perspective.
Of course, we're a nonprofit organization. Our bureau, Better Business Bureau of the Mid-South, covers 28 counties in West Tennessee, North Mississippi, Crittenden County, Arkansas, then there's another bureau in Nashville, Jackson, Mississippi, and on across the country. And our major mission is really twofold: steer consumers away from perhaps not so good businesses to the good ones, and increasingly, and what unfortunately we'll be talking about mostly today, is steer them away from the out-and-out scammers that exploit the headlines. The headlines are coronavirus, and so they're coming out of the woodwork. And of course, we encourage people to check out businesses with us. It's free. It's easy. Come to BBB.org to do that.
And so on your end, being a trusted advisor to make sure that, one, businesses are operating ethically and in fairness, and being accountable on that end of being good stewards, and then on the other side of the equation for customers, helping to guide them, like you said, in the right direction.
Right. And for businesses, they're good businesses that are not members of the Better Business Bureau, but they're still good. You have to be a good one to be a member. But a lot of consumers do want to deal with a member of the Better Business Bureau. We call them accredited businesses because they've met our standards.
Talk about that aspect in terms of meeting the standards and what it means to be accredited and to be a member of the Better Business Bureau.
We've got about 4,200 members, again, accredited businesses that have committed to meeting our standards in writing. We check them out. They've got to have a good record with us. If they're an industry that requires a competency license, they've got to have the necessary license. We check that out. They have to tell us who the principals are. We check out the principals to the best of our ability. And then, they need to advertise honestly. They need to respond to complaints. Most businesses don't get complaints, but if they get them, they need to respond, work with us, try to resolve it to the satisfaction of the customer. Not always able to do that. Sometimes maybe the customer may be asking for something that's just not quite reasonable, but they do respond in a good faith manner.
And I look at, too, transparency is being transparent. Yeah. And obviously, like you said, ethics, honesty, integrity, all of that goes in line with everything you're doing on both ends of the spectrum.
It's just a way for businesses to take an additional step, and I don't think you can take too many if you're a business, but an additional step, an important step to say to consumers, particularly ones they've never dealt with before, we're a reputable business. We subject ourselves to scrutiny by the Better Business Bureau, and we'll live up to their standards.
Give me one thing that you think listeners should know about the Better Business Bureau of the Mid-South, but they might not know.
A lot of people think we're a consumer advocate. Certainly consumers use most of our services, but we're funded by businesses. We're funded by reputable businesses. We won't take money from businesses who are not reputable. So we do our best throughout the consumer-business relationship to stay in the middle, to try to bring them together, to have everybody to have a good, successful transaction. And when that doesn't occur, then we'll take the appropriate actions.
I know that on your end, anytime there are natural disasters, things like that, you and your team are out there saying, hey, let's be mindful of, this is a time when people can get scammed. Here's what to look for. Here are the things that you need to be asking in terms of the businesses that are coming. In general, so before we dive into the coronavirus and COVID-19, in general, when you look at some of those kind of best practices, what are some basic tips in general to protect yourself, to make sure as a consumer that, and obviously going to your websites, maybe step one, but give us some tips in general when you come to just daily routine of being mindful and protecting yourself. Give us a couple of those tips.
Well, you mentioned natural disasters. In particular, unfortunately, there are businesses, we call them storm chasers, that move from town to town when there has been a flood or a tornado or some other sort of natural disaster, and they go into neighborhoods, target in many cases neighborhoods that are predominantly seniors who maybe can't do home repairs of their own, knock on the door, offer to help them out, sometimes demand cash up front, but may never do the work, may do substandard work. And then when the consumer finds out that the work wasn't done properly, they're gone. I don't want to say that every business that knocks on your door offering to help, many are small businesses, small reputable businesses, and tradesmen, but it's just hard to separate the good ones from the bad ones. So just be careful. Don't be pressured. Don't let them in your house. And even then, check them out with us. And if they demand cash and they demand cash up front, big red
flag. Let's go and switch over and talk about the coronavirus. And you put out a list of the scams that are kind of included that you're seeing on your end, and then tips to avoid the coronavirus scams. So we'll cover this in both detail. Let's start with some of the scams. And I'm just kind of reading some of these off, and I'll let you kind of elaborate on this, but phony treatments and cures that could be dangerous. You've got bogus offers for government grants and stimulus payments. Obviously, that's a big one, promoted through phone calls, emails, text messages, and social media. And you're saying on here, obviously, the crooks need an upfront fee or personal information, which that's always a red flag in order for you to get the money. Fraudulent websites selling face masks, home testing kits, even vaccines. Share a few of these on your end that you think definitely people need to be very mindful of outside of some of those.
Let me talk for a minute. The first one you mentioned, perhaps the most dangerous, if you will, are the phony treatments. In March, the Federal Trade Commission and Food and Drug Administration sent joint warning letters to 9 companies that were peddling products they claim could prevent or cure coronavirus. Silver-based products, oils, minerals, that sort of thing. Jim Baker, many people will remember the televangelist who ran into a lot of problems in the 80s, got one of those letters. He was peddling a product on his TV show. Well, a week or two later, they sent 7 more letters to 7 different companies. Just today, just before I got ready to have the conversation with you, Jeremy, I saw an FTC alert that they had now sent 21 more letters to companies peddling products they say are unsupported by the science. And the concern about the latest set of letters is that some of the techniques appear to be more medically sophisticated, which will make people believe them more. For example, some of them are peddling acupuncture, IV therapies, and even stem cell therapies. And again, some people are going to say, well, that is cutting edge science. That may be the kind of thing that really will work.
But to your point, it's not approved, and they're kind of leaving it in that gray area where you think, but, you know, once again, back to just truth and honesty, you know, you want to make sure that people are getting honest information that's transparent and not misleading.
You know, I mentioned dangerous. Probably the worst situation I've heard, not in this country, but in Iran, 44 people died because somebody put together a concoction of different vitamins and liquids based on alcohol that people took and injured. So again, people need to understand that unfortunately, there is yet no treatment, no prevention.
So then I like the fact too, I mean, obviously phishing emails with dangerous links and attachments, that's one that goes on throughout the year, but obviously right now, making sure that you're very protective. Threats that you won't qualify for the stimulus payments if you don't immediately pay fines or violations and fraud on your social security number. Tech support scams. This is an interesting one. Investment scams and employment scams. And obviously with people losing their jobs and the stock market and what that's going through with the roller coaster, but obviously being down right now, like you're saying, this is kind of a prime opportunity for people to reach out with what they say is an offer that's too good to be true.
Well, there's really 2 aspects to the employment, if you will, the normal employment scams, work at home scams, but also because more people are working at home in their legitimate job, they may not have the same network security, same IT support that they have at the office, maybe working from home computers. And so they may be more vulnerable if they develop some sort of a problem, and instead of being able to go see the IT guy, they get online and they look for Microsoft tech support or Dell tech support, and then they end up with crooks who they convince to give the consumer or the worker access to their computer. or pay a fee to fix a problem that doesn't really exist. And then the work, the employment scam themselves. We put out an alert about a lady who was looking for a job. I don't know if she posted her resume on one of the job websites or they saw this job there, but she got sent a letter with a check for about $2,000 saying, we're going to hire you as a mystery shopper. We want you to go to Walmart and kind of assess, are the people wearing masks? Are they practicing good hygiene? Do they have the essential items they should have? And kind of file a report. And then also they wanted her to test whether the people who did the wire transfers work properly. And so she had to wire money someplace. Well, that scam, when you wire the money, you're wiring the money to the crooks. And when the check they sent you bounced, you're out the money.
Wow.
So it's an age-old scam. They're just updating it to incorporate coronavirus.
It's amazing what people will do to take advantage of others, which is extremely sad. Let's switch over and talk about some of the tips to avoid the coronavirus scams. And some of these you alluded to earlier, just in terms of best practices throughout the year, but be skeptical of miracle cures and consult with a healthcare professional before using any product. Check out any seller, vendor, or website at BBB.org and look for reviews on Google. Don't provide your social security number, credit card, or bank account number for someone who contacts you.
Well, let me elaborate the first one real quick. Unfortunately, there are no miracle cures, particularly for this disease. But really, anytime, and this applies any kind of dietary supplement, for example, and even in normal times, really ought to check with a healthcare professional before you take it. The information about it, don't provide your credit card number, social security number. Well, the other big scams we're seeing, the scams target not only consumers, but also businesses. A lot of the stimulus program is the CARES Act is aimed at helping businesses recover with some loans, forgivable loans, low interest loans. And so not only consumers, but also businesses are getting text messages, getting phone calls, getting other messages saying, we're the government and we're here to help you get your stimulus payment. We're here to help you get this grant or get this low interest loan. All you have to do is pay some modest upfront fee or provide us your social security number, bank account information. And of course, those are all scams. The vast majority of people know better and don't fall for scams, but the very fact that we're seeing them means somebody's falling for them because the crooks are business people just like us. Their product's the scam. There's nobody buying their product. They're not going to keep offering it.
And I think in general though, just like anything, knowledge is power, and being vigilant to protect you and your family, your company, everything, you know, it's always good to be sharing tips and ideas and things that you're seeing out there so that it's top of mind so that we can just say, hey, we need to make sure that we protect ourselves. Just a couple of other ones on here I think that are worth mentioning. One is grants usually flow through nonprofits rather than directly to consumers. If you have to pay an upfront fee, that's a scam. And then obviously don't click on any attachments and emails, text messages, social media links. Beware of job offers that are too good to be true or require an upfront fee for some reason, even if they originate on a well-known job site. And then obviously thoroughly research any investment opportunity in the seller at brokercheck.finra.org. And then you've got on your end a website that's kind of specifically to this too, with the bbb.org/coronavirus, which I think is extremely helpful as well.
Right. You can go there, business and consumer, check out information. We have another one, bbb.org/scam tracker, which is our online scam tracker report. You can go there and see what sort of scams other people are reporting, plus report one yourself.
Well, Randy, go ahead and wrap up and talk about website and where to go just to make sure that we can connect in with the Better Business Bureau of the Mid-South.
Okay. Of course, we're open. We're working, all of us from home. But if you want to contact us, you can call our number 759-1300 as a local number, 800-222-8754. In addition to the websites we already talked about, of course, our main website is bbb.org. You can check out a company anywhere in the country there. You can file a complaint about a company anywhere in the country there. File a review, a good one, bad one, whatever, anywhere in the country. But it's quick, easy, doesn't cost anything, good insurance to keep you from falling from a scam or perhaps giving money to a company that doesn't do a good job for you.
Well, Randy, greatly appreciate all you and your team do. Thank you for being on the show.
Jeremy, we appreciate you.
This has been a presentation of the City Current Radio Show. To learn more, visit citycurrent.com or call 901-321-1020. Follow the conversation on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle or hashtag CityCurrent. And tune in each Sunday morning from 7 to 8 across the Cumulus Media Memphis Network.